Monitor and Morgan, if you're traveling now in an old car, crossing the Arizona desert in a blazing sun, and the radiator's about to boil over, and the children are crying, and your wife hates the way you drive the car, and she hates you, and you hate the way your wife drives her mouth, then this song is for you. For Ronnie and Teicher, knuckle down on By the Time I Get to Phoenix. Satchel Paige, the ageless wonder of baseball, who said, "Don't look back. Something may be gaining on you." Old Satch talks with Joe Garagiola shortly and covers more personal ground rules, both logical and amusing. Me, Morgan, her, Margaret Whiting.
Please, let me go. I must leave here this very moment. But oh, it's so late, and I'll be up at dawn tomorrow. I've got a flight, I haven't time for even one more little kiss. Maybe just one more. One more for the road. Maybe just one more. Oh no, not again. I can't stay here one moment longer. I really can't believe the way the time has passed. Please let me go. Can't you see you're not playing fair now? That kiss before would be the very last. Maybe just one more. One more for the road. Maybe just one more. But then we've got a good one. I can't fight. I can be strong. There are times when I'm like Gibraltar. I'll make a vow you
when birds to the moon. Maybe just one more. I gotta go. Maybe just one more.
Modern automobile is a devilishly complicated device. Over 13,000 parts that must work in precise harmony. If they don't, your car won't stand up. To help make sure it does, Ford Motor Company has a better idea. The Chamber of Horrors. Our reliability testing laboratory. In this room of no return, vital parts are pushed up to 6 times beyond their normal lifespan. Gears, steering arms, camshafts, bearings, brakes are unmercifully punished till they fail. We want to find any weakness so you don't. It helps us build a car you can depend on.
The Chamber of Horrors. A better idea you never knew was there. But it's one of the reasons a Ford Motor Company car delivers more value when you buy it, returns more when you trade it. Ford Motor Company has a better idea.
Next, Monitor Sports with Joe Garagiola.
It's tough to use the word new when you talk about Satchel Paige, but he's one of the new members of the Atlanta Braves. Over the years, a lot of years, Satchel became a legend for his pitching and for his famous rules on how to live. Since there is a widespread opinion that you can get a pretty good idea of Satchel's age by looking on the back of his uniform, he wears number 65, I recently asked Satch to explain some of his famous rules for us. And we started with number 1.
First of all, you avoid fried meats which anger up the blood.
Well, it do you know too much fried food, and the doctors will tell you that, not only me, anybody else, if it is. Keep with them, which that's the most we have now, because we up in the morning, and there's nothing boiled. You can bet that in the morning. And they got away from boiling food anyhow, and it really angers up your blood, and it won't give you no strength, if you want me to tell you the truth. That's fried food.
How about the second one? If your stomach disputes you, lie down and pacify with cool thoughts. Can you give me a quick cool thought?
Yes, I can give you that. That's just about like me when I was out of baseball, and I'm coming back in now, see, but I lay down a minute night. I thought it was over with me until I got back with the Braves again, with the cool thought.
That's a cool thought.
Yes, it is.
How about keep the juices flowing by jangling around gently as you move? How do you jangle around gently?
Well, that's what I'm doing now out there on the diamond, see. They tell me I'm killing the grass. I'm so slow and so old. And when I call myself feeling the ball, see, that's what you call jangling around. But I jangle around pretty good out there. I don't miss any. They can see that.
It says go very light on vices such as carrying on in society. The social ramble ain't restful.
Yes, we're having a lot of that trouble right now. See, it's a atomic world.
Mm-hmm.
And people ain't got time to lay down now. They got to get up. They moves around a lot now.
Hey, this next one is for the pitchers, boy. Avoid running at all times.
Oh, yes, I caught saying about that the other day, but I didn't mean for the rest of the baseball players. I'm talking about me. Mm. I never could get in condition, you know, running.
You were never out of condition.
Well, that's about right, too, because I told him you couldn't run the ball across the plate. You have to throw it.
Here's the one you're probably most famous for, Satchel. Don't look back. Something might be gaining on you. What did you mean, and how'd you come about with that one?
Well, I was going around playing ball now, just like I go along now. A lot of young men is out of baseball. And they say if they hadn't did this, that, and the other, they would have still been in baseball. So I told them it's something else in life. If you don't got out of baseball, you can get into something else. Because don't look back, because something may be gaining on you, and it will. If you just keep looking back at the things that you did 50 or 65 years ago, that's not right. You got to think about what's going to happen now.
That was one of the great pitchers and philosophers of our time, Mr. Leroy Satchel Paige, now of the Atlanta Braves. And this is Joe Garagiola for Monitor Sports. And now this from the Associates. Everybody knows that the end of summer means the beginning of a new season of bills, new clothes for the kids, back-to-school bills, all sorts of expenses. Well, the best way to solve those money problems is to see the folks at an associate's finance office. Chances are they can provide the money you need. After all, the associates have been solving money problems for over 50 years now. Associates. nice people with money to loan you.
You're always certain of a close inside look at sports with Joe Garagiola every weekend here on the Monitor Beacon. Minutes after the Monitor Hour. What you're about to hear is a Monitor national premiere of Laugh-In performance. It features Judy Carn and the entire Laugh-In cast.
And now, folks, it's Socket to Me time. Oh, blimey. He did it to me again.
How I Got It Socket to Me by Henry Gibson. Pretty much in the usual way.
And now it's time for Laughing to bring you potpourri, which means just about anything. But it sure is spelled funny.
I'm sick and tired of all this air pollution talk. We're breathing all this dirty air and nobody's doing nothing. I got the answer. Get everybody to take a big, deep breath at the same time and blow it out into brown paper bags. Take them bags and throw them into the ocean. That would take care of the problem. I think.
Will whoever left the St. Bernard in the parking lot please go out and get him? He's burying my Volkswagen.
Found a gold watch engraved to Adolf from Goering and the Boys. Will whoever lost this watch claim it from the Israeli agent in the lobby?
Very amusing.
I think it's a crying shame that they don't make any more Zeppelins. They don't make any noise, and they make nice holes in the clouds, too. Let's hear it for the Zeppelin. Blimp.
Well, the gentleman who was making the obscene telephone calls to Miss Gladys Ormsby at KL51377, please stop. My number has been changed to KL54288.
A lot of people go around bad-mouthing boa constrictors. I'd just like to say that's not very fair. Have you ever heard a boa constrictor say anything bad about you? I mean, really.
Wanted for old man. Practical nurse desirable. Impractical nurse with walnettos even more desirable.
So remember, send us $5,000 and a new Rolls Royce, and we'll send you a statement in 25 words or less.
We'll be right back after this important word.
Yippee.
Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In returns to NBC TV on September 16th. Now, a Monitor tip for vacation travelers. On the road, always tune your radio to the local NBC station. They'll give you the word on all special local events, landmarks, or sightseeing musts, as well as the local weather and traffic, both of which can affect your travel plan. Also, pick up a copy of the local newspaper, too. You may find out things about the town you had planned to go through that'll encourage you to stay a few days. Have a nice trip. Listen now to a travel suggestion from the state of Indiana. Consider an autumn vacation. No crowds, no traffic jams, and one place that is at its best in autumn is Indiana. Its combination of foliage provides breathtakingly beautiful fall colors. Every region has gala autumn festivals with home-cooked treats and delightful pageantry. Fascinating historical sites have been preserved. Antique shops are loaded with bargains. Fairs, harness racing, and auto racing bring Hoosier autumn excitement. Fish are biting in thousands of Indiana waters. Now, here's Indiana Lieutenant Governor Robert L. Rock with an important message.
A warm Hoosier welcome awaits you in Indiana, the state of surprises. To help you plan an autumn holiday, we have prepared a bag of surprises with colorful folders, a calendar of events, and guidebooks in a handy tote bag. So to receive yours, send a postcard to Fall Holidays, State House, Indianapolis, Indiana. That's Fall Holidays, State House, Indianapolis, Indiana.
Keep in step with
the Mariners. Ace Bowling Balls brings you another report on the action taking place at the World Series of Golf in Akron, Ohio. But first,
you're bowling pretty regular, right? And picking up a so-so average. But you're not getting all the pins you think you got coming to you. And with a few more pins here or there, you'd really have an average worth talking about. You try changing something here and something there, but it doesn't work. Then somebody tells you about a new bowling ball from Ace called the Ace Limited. And you perk up because you learn that the Ace Limited has a high rebound power core right in the center of the ball. And this power core really gives your ball action. Buddy, does it ever! Your Ace Limited ball has so much life it doesn't know when to quit. And now all of a sudden, a few pins that were standing up here and a few pins that were standing up there start tumbling down. And your average starts creeping up. An Ace Limited bowling ball, you are beautiful! Beautiful! Of course they call you limited because they haven't made many of you. So the time to get yours is soon. Make that now. Look out, pins. You're going to get yours.
For the latest on the World Series of Golf, we switch now to Len Dillon at the Firestone Country Club in Akron, Ohio.
Thank you, Henry. The leaders in the 7th annual World Series of Golf through 32 holes, they've just cleared the 15th tee, are Gary Player and Bob Golby with two over. Julius Boros, PGA champion, is one stroke behind at three over, and Lee Trevino, the U.S. Open champ, hopelessly out of contention at 12 over. First prize, as we near the conclusion of this 36-hole tournament, is $50,000. Second prize, $15,000. Third, $7,500. And fourth and last prize is $5,000. And I would say that Lee Trevino will win $5,000, being 12 over with but five holes to go. That just about eliminates the U.S. Open champ from first prize contention. But Trevino, admittedly, is far off his game. He hasn't been the U.S. Open champion this weekend. As he has admitted, the pressures since his victory in the U.S. Open, outside competition, has prevented him from devoting the time and practice that every professional golfer's game needs. And consequently, it has raised hob with Trevino's golf. However, there are three tough golfers left, and they all have a chance for that $50,000. As I said, just a stroke separates Golby, Boros, and Player. Boros and Player are in a trap off the 15th at the moment. Golby and Trevino are just off the green in the 15th. But Golby, Boros, and Player are all seasoned pros. They all have been toughened in the crucible of pressure competition, so what they have to face in the remaining holes to be played certainly isn't going to faze them one bit. The crowds this weekend, well, they've been excellent. Over 6,000 yesterday, and as far as we can determine today from the count, although it's not official, approximately 7,000 today. The weather has been wonderful, sunny and pleasantly warm both days, and the course has been in good shape, playing maybe a shade longer yesterday because of the rain that fell Wednesday and Thursday night. Golby turned the first nine in 35, which is even par. Trevino did it in 38, which was three over. Player did it in 36, one over. And Boros turned it in 37, two over. So far today, through the 32 holes that have been played, through the 14 holes that have been played today, there have been three birdies and eight bogeys. And of the three birdies, Boros has had two, Golby has the other one. So far, Golby has played steady golf. He's just about where he was yesterday, plus two. Trevino has lost three strokes to this tough Firestone course. Player has lost a stroke, and Boros has lost a stroke. So once again, the leaders through 32 holes. Player and Golby at 2-over, Burrows 3-over, Trevino 12-over. From the Firestone Country Club in Akron, Ohio, Len Dillon for Monitor Sports.
Action! Action like you never got before. You're loose and free at the line as you let her roll, and you're good tonight. Your new Ace Limited bowling ball tracks clean and sure and hooks. Hooks into the pocket for the big strike. It's the new Ace Limited with the exclusive action center of high rebound rubber that adds pins to your average. The Ace Limited. It could make a champion of you.
Amerace, the manufacturers of Ace bowling balls, will bring you the final report on the action in the World Series of Golf in Akron later today.
Tell me, sir, how much is that beautiful javelin?
I'm afraid I can't tell you.
You're kidding. How do you expect to sell cars if you won't tell people the price?
Well, let me explain. Only the price of this specially equipped javelin is a secret. If you guess it, you can win a javelin free. It's all part of the American Motors Dealers Smart Buyers Convention, where you can now save a ton of money on any American Motors car.
I think I love you.
Licensed drivers 18 and over eligible. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. And Williams Orchestra, Classical Gas. Monitor, always good variety listening. In Bluefield, West Virginia, people hear us on WHIS. Station break time, wherever you are, then Monitor continues with Morgan.
Hot music's right here. Shakespeare's famous words are ringing in my ear. Prepare.